my computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And, of course, pop music.
Total pop music. Listen, if you're one of the smart ones out there that subscribes to our free weekly newsletter, you got our warning earlier in the week about the sober worm making a comeback. Version P. A, B, C, D, E, F. It's been around for a while.
Right.
But this one was seen as being particularly insidious and widespread. And sure enough, within hours of us sending out the warning, we got tons of our subscribers saying, hey, thanks for the heads up, because I started getting bombarded with these sober worms, and I was prepared for it because you guys gave me the heads up. And that's what we do every single week. It's free of charge. Just go to datadoctors.com. You can go to the newsletter section, either on the radio show page or a free help center. There's a bunch of places where you can sign up for the newsletter. It's completely free, and it's completely just us giving you information. In fact, Doris writes us through our email, I traveled to Northern Arizona last week and used one wireless connection and one Ethernet connection with my laptop. When I returned home, I find that I am being bombarded with viruses loaded with emails. No, emails with virus-loaded emails. Viruses loaded with emails. Virus-loaded emails. Fortunately, Norton seems to be removing them all, but I'm worried about what will happen when I use my laptop again. Should I run a virus scan before connecting to the internet, or what's to do? And what's Doris is putting together her trip and her connection out in the wild with this bombarding of virus-related emails. And Doris, really, what's happened is it was just inconspicuous timing. It was just coincidental.
This virus has produced a lot more traffic than viruses as of late.
They said in the last week, 2/3 of all internet traffic were this worm. That's how widespread this was. Very, very, very widespread. In fact, if you have email and didn't get sent the sober worm, you're probably in the minority.
If you've gotten anything in the last week that was a zip file attached in an email that looked kind of strange, and your antivirus detected it or didn't detect it, hopefully you didn't open it, but that was most likely the sober worm trying to be delivered to you. And no, whoever it looks like it came from did not send it to you.
Or if you look like you won free tickets to the 2006 World Cup in Germany.
Yes.
That's the one. That was the primary message that was going around. There's a bunch of variations of that, but that particular message. So all of you out there, we got a bunch of emails in here about people saying, I'm getting bombarded with you. Say, what did I do? You didn't do anything.
How do I make it stop?
You can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it.
And within a few weeks, probably, mail servers, as they get updated, will start to figure out how to filter out these messages saying, you know, this stuff is coming to you or being bounced back. So don't fear. The volume will go away shortly.
Booyah! I'm in a sports kind of mind. I'm waiting for the Suns to get back up and cranked up, and our man Stevie won the MVP.
Well,
announce that tomorrow.
It's rumored to have won.
No. It's confirmed.
It's not official.
It is confirmed.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got our Geek Speak of the Week. We got our Download of the Week. We got all kinds of interesting news articles, including, they're looking for somebody that looks like the babe in EverQuest, and you could win that if you're a voluptuous brunette.
I think that's Matt.
Female.
Could be.
Oh.
And along the digital music front, we're going to tell you how to shake the digital rights management and how to shake off all that protection these music companies use to protect their music when you download it.
All that and more right when we come back here on the Computer Corner.